Good morning. Well, I'm glad it's good for somebody, huh? I want to give all of you a balloon. You like balloons?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Give that to your sister. Okay. Y'all have a pretty balloon? Get that out of your mouth. I didn't say you could do that yet. But that's what you do with them, right? Yeah. Y'all have a pretty balloon? Nice and round, isn't it? They're a lot of fun. You can bounce them around. That didn't bounce too well, did it? Now, what else can you do with balloons? Have you ever seen those long ones? And people tie them into animals? Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? My luck, I'd pop it and it wouldn't work very well. It did. Uh-oh, you got a deflated animal. Just kind of shrinks up, doesn't it? It's a monkey. Cool. What else can you do with a balloon that's big and round? You ever bounce? Well, yeah, you blow them, but you ever bounce them? See if you can keep them up the longest? Think that's big enough? No. Probably need more air to do that, don't you? Because it'd be... Yeah. Think that's big enough? Yours aren't like that, is it? Wouldn't be a good idea if I popped this in front of your face, because that would be awful. There's something wrong with your balloon. What's wrong with your balloon? It's empty, isn't it? It has no life to it, because you can't really bounce it around. We need to do what? What did I just do? Well, okay, before I just tied it, what did I do? Blew. What did I blow? I blew air into the balloon, right? And now it floats and you can have all kinds of fun with it. This is a lot like the church. Okay? When you have a balloon like that, there's no life to it, is there? It's right. It's just doesn't do anything. What do you need to do to it? You need to blow air into it to give it life so that it can be enjoyed and played with and whatever else. That's what happened on what we call today Pentecost. Pentecost is a Sunday. It is a Sunday in which all of the disciples were together, okay? And they were praying and studying, and then all of a sudden, there was a sound like a great wind coming into the room, like almost like a tornado wind came into the room, but didn't blow anything around. And little tongues of fire were resting right above their head. And what happened was that the Holy Spirit, and the word spirit can also mean breath or wind, came into the room, and the Holy Spirit filled them all up, kind of like a balloon. And now they were alive with the Spirit of God. God actually in them, okay? And that's what we want to remember as a balloon. God fills you and I with His Spirit so that we can be alive in Him and walk in His power rather than just being a dead balloon with no power and nothing, right? Yeah, just a dumb thing. So, I don't know if I should have you blow your balloon up now or later. We'll do it later. Yeah, that's a good idea. Because you probably would have a tough time. So mom or dad can blow your balloon up, okay, when you go? Is that all right?
I'll just let it go.
Don't you? Oh, you let it go? Yeah, that's why we're not blowing it up. That's a good idea. All right, great. Here, why don't you have two? Because I have more. And that way... Can you have a what one? A black? I don't think I have a black. Oh, I do. That's a black. Here, give one to your sister. She's over there. Okay? Everybody has two? All right. Thank you.